You are listening to The Fragrance of Rose, Beauty, Dignity, Ambition by Chitrajeet Paul, narrated by Pooja Ruparel. Part 1. Chaitali Mukherjee and Souvik Haldar. Mine went further, said Renita, looking at the ripples caused by the pebble she had thrown into the river. It was a summer afternoon, the between-tide time, when the water of the Ganga, flowing through the flatland touching the banks of the Phulbari village, often looked so still as if it was in no hurry to culminate into the sea. Chaitali fiercely protested the claim, while Mahesh, as always, presented a lost look. After the initial disagreement, both Renita and Chaitali turned to Mahesh for his decision. Mahesh always played the referee in such situations. Both Renita and Chaitali granted him the privilege, knowing very well that autistic Mahesh could not deliver a fair judgment. Very often than not, a clueless Mahesh would pass his verdict in favour of Renita, for whom he had a soft spot. Renita would jump out of joy and plant a kiss on Mahesh's cheek every time he pronounced his predictable judgment. Chaitali, being more matured of the three, would shrug away the loss with a smile. The happiness of her two best friends was too precious to be sacrificed for a win at the silly games they played after school. Mahesh sat with his legs drawn to his chest, resting against the wall of the century-old Shiv temple on the banks of the river, while Chaitali and Renita sat facing the river on the edge of the temple floor. They had collected a decent number of pebbles and took turns of throwing them into the river. With each throw, either of them claimed to have surpassed the other in distance, and once the stock of pebbles exhausted, Mahesh got the holy role to play. To the surprise of both, Mahesh, for a change, announced Chaitali's name as the winner. Renita, after overcoming the initial surprise, stretched out her arms to embrace Mahesh, kissed his cheek as always, and said, "Still, I love you, dear." Mahesh blushed out of shyness while Chaitali smiled. Chaitali, Renita and Mahesh were childhood friends and neighbours at the Phulbari village in the Hooghly district, some 50 kilometres upstream of the Ganga from Kolkata. They were of the same age group but from diverse backgrounds. Chaitali came from a reputed and educated family, one of the most respected in Phulbari. The joint family lived in a 100-year-old huge palatial house which was known far and wide for organizing the most extravagant Durga Puja in the vicinity. In recent times, with the family growing and the income from family business receding, the extravagance had gone, but the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?